And just to be clear on how long it could take to modify a vaccine to address a new variant, if this one does evade the vaccine, I think Pfizer mentioned today 90 days, which is very short, I know, probably in the scheme of developing vaccines. But is there any way that that can be even shorter? And how does that work? Does it have to go through clinical trials again, or can it just be re-released like the flu shot?
Yeah, it'll go through trials where you expose people to the vaccine and you make sure they're getting sufficient levels of antibodies that are going to be protective against this new variant. So it's not going to require a big outcome study like previous vaccines, probably. I think that this would be done with so-called, you know, immunogenicity studies. That's sort of 90 days, 100 days from initial coming up with the construct to commercial scale production. And companies are already coming up with the construct. So I think we're going to be in a position, if we need to be, to have vaccines widely accessible in time to deal with any wave from this new variant. You know, if this does start to threaten the United States, it's probably months away before we see a real uptick in the cases of this new variant. Given just some of the past timelines with how B117 spread and even the Delta variant, you know, it took a sufficient amount of time. And we're on this very early owing to the good work of the epidemiologists in South Africa. So we have a very good early warning, which shows the world's getting better at this. So I think that there's sufficient time if we need it to, you know, develop and manufacture a new vaccine.